The Social Security Administration wants to reduce disability backlogs, improve service to the public, and save taxpayer money. Those are some of the goals in the Social Security's 2012 budget request. Michael Astru is the Commissioner of Social Security. He's here to tell us how they plan on achieving those goals. Commissioner, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. Thanks for being here today.
Glad to be here.
Tell me about what's different in your 2012 request than what you asked for 2011.
Well, we're about $1 billion down, and so we started to see this coming. So we were on a partial hiring freeze even before the fiscal year started, and then moved early in the fiscal year to a pretty much a full hiring freeze. So we're losing 3,500 people this year. We've canceled some of the plans that we had for facilities to address the backlog and to improve field service. So we've got 8 hearing offices that were on the blocks that will not happen. The teleservice center in Jackson won't be happening. And we've historically gone out to remote sites, places where we don't have a facility, but visited a senior center or a town hall, and we're largely stopping that. It's a question of the time and money, but also a question of the security of our employees, because they don't have security guards at those facilities, and the incidence of violence and threats of violence against our employees is going up dramatically, so we've decided to cut back on that as well.
Is the proficiency of your customer cohort affecting the way that you do some of the things, like you mentioned, call centers and so on? I imagine we're at a point technologically where you're not having to spend as much on call centers as you did in the past, and you can devote some of those resources to meeting your customers online.
Well, you may be a decade ahead of us. So right now we're getting rid of the service innovations from the 1960s, which were, you know, going out physically to the remote centers and cutting back on those. What we're actually finding as we've improved the teleservice, we've got the best teleservice now that we've had since we started collecting statistics. If we do that right, it keeps people out of the waiting rooms in the field offices, which has been a big problem. So we're managing our call flows better. We're getting a lot of the routine information exchanged online. So we actually have calls are down now to the teleservice centers, and we've got fewer people in the waiting room, even with an increase in traffic. So more people are taking advantage of online service. And that's really been the saving grace during this very difficult time, because disability and retirement applications go up in a recession, and this is a very severe recession. So we've got a lot more business, but we're managing it much better than we did before, and that has allowed us to survive even in a time of budget cutbacks and higher workloads.
What do you specifically attribute that managerial success to? Because that's something, that's a lesson a lot of agencies could learn. Our workload's going up at the same time our resources are going down.
Sheer panic. I think when, you know, you see the magnitude of what's coming at you, I mean, it does force urgency and creativity, and I think that we've seen that out of the senior management. So we've totally renovated and expanded our suite of online services. So we've gone from, in just a few years, from about 10% of the retirement applications online to about 40%. We didn't do Medicare applications online at all. Now we're doing that 44%. We've gone from about 5 to 32% on disability applications. And one of the things that we're excited about, we've started offering the online estimator in Spanish, and we'll be offering most of the key parts of our online services in Spanish at some point in the fall. And we'll be the first of the federal agencies to offer online services in Spanish. And for us, and the people we serve, that's going to be a big workload saving for us in the fall when we really need it.
One of the initiatives that the president's pushed pretty heavily recently is customer service improvement. You're probably, if not the most citizen-facing agency, you're certainly one of them. Talk about improving customer service in a time when resources are not as readily available.
Well, it's tough to keep focused on quality during, you know, rising workloads and budget cuts, but we've managed to do that. So our accuracy rate in the disability determinations is at a recent all-time high, up substantially from most of the rest of the decade. The online services are extremely popular. The University of Michigan does surveys that not only put all the federal agencies into a common survey, but a lot of the major corporate electronic services, and we've got the three best. You know, we still have some areas where we need improvement, but the people that work for the Social Security Administration are very customer-oriented. They're very public service-oriented. They generally, once they join the agency, they stay for life, you know, unlike a lot of other federal agencies. And I think they're doing a great job in a time of great stress.
When you go to the Hill and make your argument for the FY 2012 budget request that you've made, tell me what you're telling members on both sides of the Hill about why you, this is not the place, if there are cuts to be made, why your agency shouldn't be getting them.
Yeah, the really big money is in the program savings, and if they're really concerned about the budget, that's where they need to look. At the administrative budget, when they've cut too deeply, as they have frequently in the past, it ends up costing the taxpayers more money, because if we don't do the program integrity work, in other words, check to make sure that people have been determined disabled are still disabled, then that's an enormous cost to the taxpayers. They lose about $10 you know, for every dollar of administrative expenses if we don't go ahead and do that kind of work on a regular schedule. So cutting back our administrative budget to the bone is really penny wise and pound foolish. And I think most of the more informed members up there understand that, but, you know, you get this sense that they just don't know what to do, and, you know, it's very frustrating up there, because you don't get a clean answer as to why we can't do this. There's just sort of a shrug and frustration, which makes it difficult as an advocate, but, you know, we keep plugging away.
You're a graduate of Yale and of Harvard Law School. Who do you root for in the football game every year?
No, I stay rooting for Yale. I wouldn't say that my law school experience made me very sentimental about Harvard, so I'm sticking with you. Plus, I'm married to a classmate, so even if I were to try to deviate, I think that she would speak to me harshly.
Oh, she'd have your head if you went against the Bulldogs.
That's right.
But thank you very much for being on the program this afternoon, Commissioner Astor. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
I enjoyed it.
It's 4:14 on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. You can hear my conversation with Commissioner Astrew online anytime at federalnewsradio.com, and you can read more about the FY 2012 budget request for the Social Security Administration as well.